morning, and thank you for coming to a special meeting of the Genoa Township Board of Trustees on August 26, 2009. The time is now 8 a.m. Thank you. Okay, we have a couple of business items, and then we'll move on to the zoning portion for our special meeting. Mr. Myers?
Yes.
Want to tell that this is your location?
We will be moving $500,000 from general fund account. In order to do that, what we first have to do is appropriate that money in that improvement size account from the to the transfer out account. And once we've done that, we can then appropriate. So first authorization you see there is for me to move
$500,000. Any discussion?
Roll call, Ms. Grayson.
Aye.
Brewer.
Aye.
Cutter.
Aye. Motion carries.
Next, I would need to ask the trustees to approve the actual transfer of the fund, the general fund, the bridge fund, for 2009 road improvement fund.
I need to transfer $500,000 from the general fund to the road and bridge fund for the 2009 road improvement fund.
Second.
Any discussion?
Roll call.
Aye.
Brewer.
Aye.
Cutter.
Aye. Motion carries.
Third thing is, amending the report provision, what happens in the county So we're going to do a permanent appropriation amendment to the revenue for 2009. I move to amend the 2009 permanent appropriation road and bridge fund cap outlay $66,768,000 for 2009.
Second. Any discussion?
Roll call. Strayfoot.
Aye.
Brewer.
Aye.
Cutter.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay. Cody Construction is the ones doing our resurfacing this year, and we never did a PO for them yet, and we're doing it for $1,080,000, and I'd ask for approval.
To authorize a purchase order to Cocosing Construction Company in the amount of $1,080,000 for the 2009 road improvement program.
Second.
Any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Anderson.
Aye.
Brewer.
Aye.
Cutter.
Aye. Motion carries.
Second would be I need a PO to TNT Excavating to do the walk paths in front of Genoa Farms and Coventry Meadows in the amount of $15,000.
I make a motion to issue a purchase order to TNT Excavating for the walk paths on all three streets in front of Genoa Farms and Coventry Meadows in the amount of $15,000.
Any discussion?
Roll call. Aye. Booth?
Aye.
Carter?
Aye. Motion carries.
And the last one is a PO to Price Farms for some topsoil up on Jaycox. We're going to pave Jaycox probably within the next few days. And the amount of $11,000.
I move a purchase order to be made to Price Farms Organics in the amount of $11,000 for topsoil for Jaycox Road.
Any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Ingerson.
Aye.
Mrs. Lewis.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The last thing I have is we are going to hope to hire a new employee in the maintenance and buildings and grounds department because of the work we got, and the candidate is Bill Due, and he could start the 31st of this month. So I'd ask for approval to hire him.
Fire department has received complaints regarding Chandler Court and the parking of vehicles on both sides of the street, therefore making it impassable for public safety vehicles. And per the Ohio Fire Code, Chandler Court is 24 foot wide, and any lanes 20 to 26 foot wide should be posted no parking on both sides. I wanted to bring it up here so the gentleman from GeoMarcos are aware of it, just to make sure. Right now, the first 700 feet is posted no parking anyways. But I'm requesting the installation of no parking signs along both sides of Chandler Court per the requirements set forth in the Ohio Fire Code Appendix D 103.6.1. So I'm requesting no parking signs being erected throughout Chandler Court. Yes.
Just a note, if the board does choose to make this area no parking, then after the motion is made, then there's a period where the township advertises in a newspaper this intent, and then 30 days after the advertisement, the no parking will go into effect.
Make the motion, then we can have a discussion. I move to bring Chandler Court into compliance and to ensure adequate fire and EMS access, and to have no parking fire lane signs on both sides of Chandler Court for the entire length of the street to the specifications of the Ohio Manual of Traffic Control Devices.
Discussion.
I'd like to ask Mr. Bernardo, is this going to be a problem? Okay.
We believe we have adequate parking spaces in our current site plan, and some of the other agreements that we've made with for shared parking for some of the other facilities is going to allow us adequate parking for our project.
Okay.
So we're okay with it.
Great.
Thank you.
Barbara, if I may, I just have one other comment.
Sure.
There also need, it's supposed to be a hammerhead or a cul-de-sac turnaround at the end of Chandler Court. Why it wasn't put in when it was developed, I don't know. But we won't be able to do that at this time. But if there's any further development down at the end of the street, we'll probably be requiring that at that time. I don't know. Yeah, it must be. That's why I said I don't know. Don't want to get caught on anything.
Yeah. Okay. Roll call.
Roll call. Ms. Hamilton?
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Carter?
Aye. Motion carried. Is there any other business before the okay, then we will go ahead and move on to zoning application ZC 2009-03, and we'll hear from Mr. Clayton.
Thanks. We had an application. We need to be sworn in first.
Oh, sorry. Yes, please. Where's the computer?
Application that's come in ZC 2009-03. It's been reviewed twice by the Zoning Commission and once by the Delaware County Regional Planning Commission. We've submitted copies of their minutes for your review, as well as comments that staff has provided. They've addressed issues of staff concern, also addressed issues from the Zoning Commission, and we noted a couple items in our staff report that were mentioned by the Regional Planning Commission. That were more design related, and the Zoning Commission felt that they the design that was provided was appropriate. Other than that, I'll let them maybe do an overview, and I see they got some graphics, and we can bring up some of the plans as well if we need to take a look at those.
It's Tom Bernardo. It's my architect, architectural team, Jaro Munoz and Dan Behringer, and they'll answer any specific questions. I'll just quickly state that I currently own the Giammarco's Pizza and Pasta restaurant in the United Dairy Strip Center. We've kind of outgrown that location, and we are looking to essentially just move that business to this location on Chandler Court. Our intention is to maintain a primarily a family-oriented Italian restaurant, and that will be the focus of our business. And this is a rendering that we came up with, I believe we've answered all the questions for the various zoning meetings that we've had. But if there is any specific questions that you have for myself or my team, we'd be happy to answer them. And best-case scenario, we are looking forward to try to break ground still this year, get a footer in the ground, and then in the spring to start construction and hopefully be open towards the beginning or middle of next summer, 2010, if everything works out appropriately. So I will open it up to any questions. We have approximately 120 seats with our current location inside and outside, and this will be roughly double that. So still not, it's a nice manageable number as far as owning and operating a restaurant to maintain, an intimate family feel as opposed to some of the really large restaurants you've been in. So.
Thirdly,
I'm
I was going to note one thing as well. They had a number of divergences that were listed in here, but with Chandler Court and the Silvestri, one that we just reviewed not too long ago, there's a lot of challenges that businesses would see along there, and they're putting a 6,000 square foot building on an acre and a half site. We have a lot of quarter acre lot sites that are sixth of the size of this, and we see homes that are in comparable sizes, maybe not a footprint, but obviously of magnitude. So we think it's a good fit for the site, and the divergences, they've minimized what they needed to request, and really good design for the site, and also good entrance feature, it seems like.
This space that we're looking at on the screen, is that
going to
be
facing
Chandler Court or
Rat Street? Chandler Court.
Is there a
Rat Street location? Road for you to go to the Pine Oak location. Also, with the Road 3, what you have is a lot there. There's currently an existing hill that is there that is actually hiding most of the building on that side from view. So, this is the east, that's the east, and so therefore, go that way. Here it is. So the yielded tower at the corner here, and then this is a low wall here that is a screening on the coolers, and then we continue that low wall feature on a patio wall that actually screens the patio area in the anchored room with actually gateway.
Oh, okay.
This is Chandler Court. This is State Route 3.
Okay.
You have this mounting here, so really you're not going to have much of, you're not going to be able to see. There's a lot of vegetation and trees and everything that we're going to maintain, probably 90% of that. So there'll be some screening between the cemetery, quite a bit of screening along the back western elevation, and then along the southern elevation, along this western elevation. You have the mounding, you have significant amounts of trees, the landscaping here. This is a future path. Actually, the path is going to be clear out here, I think.
Yeah.
At some point, the path. And then we are hoping for some sort of a connector to the path and some bike parking here to really tie it into the community. So this is not going to be all the really important design features are going to be on the front elevation. This will be well decorated and landscaped, and this will be very nice. Private corridor. This will be very nice, but it's going to be the most remote portion of the lot. That's why we have the dumpsters back here and on that area.
We do. I mean, we complied with basically the codes and allows us for some signage on the tower. We have two Giamarco signs on the western elevation here and the northern elevation, and then just basically a small monument sign here when you turn in. So the signage is important to us, but we are a word of mouth restaurant that over time people will find us and know that we're there. I think one of the reasons BP didn't do the deal, I don't know what it was, but I know that they didn't like the mound. We don't need the visibility that they need. It would be nice, but it doesn't really bother me that mound is going to obstruct the visibility of our people. We're hoping will find us over time, and we don't need a lot of signage.
This is Rose and Rose.
Thank you.
We've
restaurant business basically my whole life with my family, and I've seen restaurants like Ricardo's and Da Vinci's and La Scala's kind of become part of the community for 30 or 40 years, and that's kind of what we're hoping. Monte Carlo's, Monaco's, that's kind of what we're hoping for the community. There's a little party room and some, you know, some, a lot of carry out, a lot of takeout. I think it'll be a nice little hub for the community.
So please, if you chose Genoa Township.
Thank you. We like it here. My children go to school here. We like living here. And, I grew up in Westerville, so it's a home for us.
I'm going to make a motion then to approve the submitted PD3 final development plan for AZ Development LLC, case number ZC2009-03, to locate a restaurant facility at 6030 Chandler Court in accordance with the Genoa Township zoning resolution based on review of plans submitted on August 14, 2009 and recommendations from the Delaware County Regional Planning Commission and Genoa Township Zoning Commission.
I'll second.
Any further discussion? Roll call. Mr. Ingleton, Trustee Ingleton.
Aye.
Trustee Lewis.
Aye.
Trustee Cotter.
Aye.
Motion carried. Application approved.
You're welcome.
Is there any further business from the Genoa Township Board of Trustees? No, then I would like to entertain a motion from you.
The move that we adjourn at 8:22 a.m.
I'll second.
Roll call. Trustee Ingleton.
Aye.
Trustee Lewis.
Aye.
Trustee Cotter.
Aye.
Motion carries. We are now adjourned and it's 8:23 a.m. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you. Excellent.